Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Virtually every historian or biographer who has produced any literary work on John F. Kennedy mentions his sexual immorality. Even his strongest supporters knew of the young women who flocked to the White House to engage in sexual escapades with the president. Other presidents, senators, representatives, and high officials in our government have also betrayed their families, lied to their constituents, endangered the internal welfare of the United States, and in general behaved abominably. Some representatives in Washington engaged in sexual affairs with the pages who worked for them in the House. Jerry Studs from Massachusetts had affairs with teenage boys. A representative from Illinois had affairs with teenage girls. Nothing the ancient prophets and priests in Israel did was any worse than what we find in our government today. Ahab and Jezebel have their counterparts in our own government. God revealed His concern about the leadership of the Jewish nation in these words: "I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem an horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that no one returns from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah." Jeremiah 23:14. I sincerely hope you listen to the Lord's evaluation of His own prophets. Now a question. Do any of our leaders fit into the categories Jeremiah mentioned? Do any of them commit adultery, walk in lies, strengthen the hands of evildoers? I am urging you to think about these matters as you go to the polls to vote for our state and national leaders. Although I am deeply troubled when television evangelists or other religious leaders have girlfriends on the side or visit prostitutes, that is not my main concern in the lesson today. I want to apply the message of Jeremiah 23 to the men and women who serve in our local communities, in our state capitals, and in Washington. You must remember that the prophets and priests under the Mosaic Law were also political leaders, as is evident when you read books like Isaiah and Amos. In any case, it is utter stupidity when our leaders, religious, educational, business, or political, are such horrible examples for our young people. Jeremiah had seen firsthand how the prophets in Jerusalem had betrayed their families and mocked their God by being involved in gross immorality. The men whom God had chosen to lead His people in trying times had committed adultery. Obviously, there were no perfect men either in the prophetic or in the priestly office, but they had sacred obligations to be examples of devotion to God's work. I do not know the names of the prophets who had been guilty of adultery, but those who had engaged in sexual immorality had led the Israelites into deep trouble. The land was full of adulterers. Jeremiah 23:10. The prophets and the priests might not have been able to remove all sexual misbehavior from the land, but they could and should have tried. At least, they could have avoided being sexually immoral themselves. It was a great disappointment to me when I learned of the sexual infidelity of Presidents Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Dwight David Eisenhower. How could a man who was the chief administrator of the United States government set such a poor example for the millions of young people who look to him for an example? When you examine the immorality of the men who have occupied the highest office in the land, do you wonder why teenage pregnancy, AIDS, and other sexually transmitted diseases have become pandemic in this nation? My friends, we must think about these things seriously. Thank you, and may God bless you.